Welcome to the Truth Hurts program. I'm Steve Z. Let's get right to it. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Truth Hurts program. My name is Steve Z. Opinions expressed on this program are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. If you are offended by anything you hear on this program, we apologize, but we retract nothing because the truth hurts, and sometimes you just have to deal with the truth. Apparently, Hasbro Toy Corporation has more integrity, common sense, and intelligence than the entire Democrat Party combined. After realizing how stupid their decision was to degenderize Mr. Potato Head, and Mrs. Potato Head for that matter, Hasbro sent out a tweet at Hasbro saying, "Hold that tot. Your main spud, Mr. Potato Head, isn't going anywhere. While it was announced today that the Potato Head brand name and logo are dropping the Mr., I am proud to confirm that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere and will remain Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head." Oh, the gender-neutral crowd, the gender-wacko crowd, the crazy genderless multi-gender crowd. Well, they can't have kids, right? Not naturally, right? Two eunuchs can't have a kid. So their offspring won't be kept from playing with Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Okay, no harm, no foul. I guess Hasbro realized that it is children born of a male and female coupling, the way nature intended, by the only two genders that actually exist or actually matter, the offspring of a male and a female would be playing with their toys. Unless, of course, they continued the charade, the lie that there is no gender, and then the offspring would be kept from playing with those particular Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head toys by those very offspring of those two genders. I'd say congratulations, Hasbro, for making the right decision, but you never should have made the wrong decision to begin with. I was sent something by my friend Sam. It is a comparison of the Trump tax program versus the proposed Biden tax program. Under Trump, corporate taxes were held at 21%. Under Biden, that jumps to 28%. Imagine if tomorrow someone came to you and said, "Hey, I'm taking an additional 7% out of your check, and you will never see it again." You wouldn't be too happy, would you? Income tax at the top of the income tax brackets for the people who work the hardest, for the people who earn the most money because they've risen to the top of their field. Under Donald Trump, 37%. Under Biden, 52%. So more than half of every dollar you earn goes to taxes under the Biden plan. Small business taxes under Trump were capped at 29.6%, almost a third, and under Biden, 39.6%, almost 4 cents out of every dollar goes to small business taxes under Biden. Now let's say you have a piece of equipment, a tractor, a backhoe, a bulldozer, and you sell it. When you sell it, the sale of that item is called capital gains. Dividends that you get from buying stock, you know, investing your money in a business, hoping that the business will do well and you get a return on your investment instead of wasting it on spinny wheels and 44-inch tires and flashy neon lights under your hoopty. I'll explain hoopty if you need me to, but it just means your junky little car. If you received money from selling that tractor, that backhoe, that bulldozer, under Trump it was taxed at 23.8% for the sale of that item, what you gained on it, what net income you made from the sale of that capital gain. Under Biden it jumps to 43.4%. So I guess you all voted for Biden because you want to give away more of your money. Or perhaps it's for those who voted for Biden, don't work and don't pay taxes anyway. So they're looking to get more money sucked out of those who do work. Remember, Biden also promised everybody a $2,000 check. it's been watered down to less than a third of the people will qualify for possibly part of a $1,400 check. The lies continue, and yet, I sit here today, March 1st, 2021, still waiting for one of the people who voted for Joe Biden to have the nerve, to have the bravery, to have the balls, the cajones, to post one good thing that Biden has done since he's gotten into office. Where are all those diehard Biden supporters that never bothered to even show up at campaign rallies? You know, those people who 80 million worth supposedly voted for Biden because he was going to do great things. Whereas Donald Trump did many, many great things, many accomplishments that he was proud of and those who voted and supported him were proud of. Nobody, I mean nobody, is touting any of the so-called accomplishments of gropey Joe Biden. I do have a tip, though. This was sent to me by a very close relative. And it said, tips on how to fall asleep in a living room chair. Tip number one, be old. Tip number two, sit in a chair. I guess Joe Biden authored that original study and probably spent millions of dollars in taxpayer dollars to figure that one out.
Steve Z and the Truth Hurts program.
Do you remember each and every one of the news stories where a black man was killed by a white cop? It made the headlines. It caused riots, peaceful protests around the country. You remember all of the names of those criminal thugs who resisted arrest and ended up getting themselves killed by a cop? Remember how it was systemic racism? And the white cops were white supremacist dogs? And the black criminals were just poor, innocent people? In the city of New Orleans the other day, a black man gunned down a cop who happened to also be black. Not one national news outlet picked up on that. Not one. And the local news outlets in the city of New Orleans, they made damn sure to post a picture of the black cop who was killed, but no mention of the killer's race. Barely even a photograph of the person who killed this cop and was arrested for doing so. Another 13% hyphenated American, double A minority. See, that was a black on black crime which involved the killing of a cop. So, my goodness, a cop is dead. The BM movement should be going crazy and happy. Oh my goodness, we killed another one, y'all. But this time the other one that they killed was another black man. So a black cop gets killed by a black man. No mention of the race of the shooter. No mention of the race of the black cop either. They didn't make a point to point out that a African-American police officer was gunned down today by an African-American assailant. Nope. It doesn't fit the narrative. This is the wonderful police chief superintendent of the New Orleans Police Department, Sean Ferguson, who appears to be a fairly nice guy, and I'm sure he's a highly experienced law enforcement professional. But a public speaker, he most certainly is not. And with crime rates going through the roof in the city of New Orleans, I have to also question, really, how good of a public servant, of a police superintendent, is this guy, really? Take a listen.
Good morning, everyone. I have with me today Tulane Chief of Police, Tulane University Chief of Police, Chief Kirk Borales, second City Court Constable, Mr. Ed Shorty, and we're here today to give an update shed some light into the horrible killing of a law enforcement officer that occurred on Friday night in the 5th District. Killing of Officer Martinez Mitchum. So on Friday afternoon around 6:15 p.m., 5th District officers responded to a call of an officer in distress or officer in need of assistance at George Washington Carver High School located in the 3000 block of Higgins Boulevard. Tulane University police officer and reserve deputy constable Martinez Mitchum was working an off-duty detail for a basketball game at that location when he sustained a gunshot wound to the chest that proved to be fatal. After being transported to the hospital, he expired. Events of that tragic night unfolded shortly after 6 p.m. when the accused perpetrator, 35-year-old John Shalahorn, attempted to force his way past the entry point of this playoff game, where tickets were being collected as well as COVID protocols were being enforced. Shalahorn was instructed by school employees to comply with the entry procedures. He then initiated a violent confrontation by striking the employee in the face. Officer Mitchum, noticing this interaction, both Officer Mitchum as well as the employee attempted to escort Shalahorn out of the building, at which time Shalahorn retrieved a weapon from his waistband and fired two shots, one of which striking Officer Mitchum again in the chest. Shalahorn was quickly taken into custody by other officers who were working the detail at that time. As that crime scene was being processed, an armed robbery was reported in the 3rd District to have occurred at this very same location at George Washington High School, Carver High School. During that incident, jewelry was taken. That same jewelry was found to be in the possession of Shalahorn's upon his arrest. Shalahorn has been booked with one count of first-degree murder of a police officer, as well as one count of armed robbery. I would like to say this. All of us up here had a personal relationship with Officer Mitchum. You know, Chief Morales worked with him at Tulane. Constable worked with him at Second City Court.
Okay, well, it goes on and on and on, but you get the idea. This man is certainly not a public speaker, but you noticed by his entire conversation that he did not bother one time to mention the race, either of the officer who was killed or the perpetrator of the crime, both of whom were 13% AA minorities. I just find it strange, a double standard, and a hypocrisy that the African-American superintendent of the New Orleans Police Department would not mention the all-important detail of race, either the race of the officer who was killed or the race of the perpetrator thug who was the killer of this cop, who also appears to have been the person who perpetrated an armed robbery at that same location just prior to entering that building, or the race of the victim of the stolen jewelry, or the all-important race of the poor victim from whom the jewelry was stolen. Had this been a white cop killing a black man in the city of New Orleans, they would have his picture, his first, middle, and last name, John Wayne Gacy. Get it? They always use the middle name. They would have that person's picture, and race would be the top subject line. It would have been a hate crime, of course, but not in New Orleans. Not when it's a black-on-black-on-black crime. A black thug robs a black person and then kills a black cop. They forget to mention the all-important black matters. We'll be right back.
Steve Z and the Truth Hurts Program.
Gropey Joe Biden's America Last and Americans Last initiative continues. He announced that he will be allowing migrant families separated under Trump's administration to now reunite with their families inside the U.S. Not only are we going to allow illegal immigrants to illegally cross the border, if there's a separation, we're going to invite the illegal immigrants that couldn't make it in for one reason or another to come on down. You're the next illegal immigrant on The Biden's Entry is Right. The Biden administration 2 hours ago announced that the task force for reuniting migrant families separated by the evil Donald Trump will allow those separated families the option of being reunified either here or back in their country of origin. Let's play the Jeopardy theme to figure out where they're going to want to do it. they tried to break into this country to begin with. Well, that's right, Johnny. They're going to reunite here in the United States. Alejandro Mayorkas said this morning that the option of being reunified either in the United States or their country of origin will be the rule of the day under the Biden program. He called the separation of thousands of migrant families under Trump the most powerful and heartbreaking example of cruelty that preceded this administration. Oh, I guess child rape, pedophile island, child trafficking, drug overdoses, murder, rape, robbery, carjacking, genital mutilation of children. Those are not the most powerful or heartbreaking example of cruelty? Oh, wait, that is more prevalent under the Biden administration. So yeah, maybe he's right. Lawyers representing the families in a federal lawsuit called on the Biden administration to make this move to allow parents who were previously separated by their children and deported without their children to be able to come on in. Free pass, do not pass go, but we're going to give you the $200 anyway. They say without the special protections for those parents to come back to the U.S., those parents are forced to choose between bringing their children back to the dangerous conditions at home or remaining separated. Well, there's your answer. The dangerous conditions back in their home countries? That means they will certainly be reuniting here on American soil. Way to go. We're importing illegal aliens on purpose, not just allowing them to sneak in. Way to go, Gropey Joe. Oh, and by the way, Joe Biden also tried very, very much in earnest to defend his new practice of giving the Wuhan, China novel coronavirus vaccine to illegal immigrants crossing into our country, even before some of those elderly folks in the nursing homes and some of the frontline care workers were even eligible to receive the vaccine. Such a shame. By now, I'm sure you've all heard the name Gropey Joe Biden. After 47 years in politics with absolutely nothing positive to accomplish, this man has managed somehow to find his way to the Oval Office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They claim he's the legitimate President of the United States. A name you may not be familiar with, however, is Jason Jernigan. Who? Jason Jernigan is a third-generation oil and gas worker who was hired to work on the Keystone XL pipeline. He says, "I'm 45 years old. This is all I know how to do. I've spent my whole life learning the craft and this skill, and it's not as easy as somebody might think, or people might think that just to start all over at 45 years old is easy. I mean, I guess I could possibly get a job as a greeter at Walmart." You see, Mr. Jernigan is one of the thousands upon thousands of people who Joe Biden's administration's canceling of the Keystone XL Energy Pipeline project cost them their livelihood. Jernigan says that the Biden administration has taken his livelihood from him through his environmental policies that ended up canceling the pipeline. A journalist asked Jernigan about the special presidential envoy for climate. You know, John Kerry, the guy who jet sets around in a private plane to tell people not to fly planes or drive cars. The question was asked about John Kerry's comment suggesting that people that are laid off in the fossil fuel industry could simply just go find a job making solar panels. Jernigan said, "I haven't been offered a job in the solar panel industry. I haven't been sent an application or a phone number or anything. I don't know what I have to do the work and the groundwork and everything it would take to get there. Secondly, I've done the research. If I went to work for a solar panel company right now, I'd be taking a $35 an hour pay cut. And of course, I'd lose my benefits and retirement." Biden announced on his first day in office that he was going to revoke the key permit to the Keystone Pipeline, which ended up costing tens of thousands of people their jobs. But that's okay. It doesn't affect Gropey Joe directly. Jernigan's a white guy and a Republican, and he's a straight married Christian male. So Mr. Jernigan does not matter to Mr. Biden.
Steve Z and the Truth Hurts program.
By now, you've seen all of the memes on social media, as well as the actual news reports that show that gasoline prices for a gallon of unleaded gasoline have risen in some places almost a dollar a gallon since Gropey Joe Biden took office. Here in South Louisiana, where we were paying $1.65 for unleaded fuel, yesterday, at the same gasoline station, a national outlet, we were charged $2.49 per gallon. Now, if my elementary school math proves correct, that is an 84-cent per gallon rise in the price of fuel from the time Mr. Trump was fighting the election against Joe Biden, and now, with Joe Biden hiding in his basement, sitting in the Oval Office. 84 cents a gallon. I make decent money, so it doesn't bother me as much as it would bother a person who has to drive a long distance to their job every day for a meager salary. That's okay. Those low-wage workers were the ones who put Joe Biden into office to begin with. So when all is said and done, you have only yourselves to blame. And diesel users? The price increase is nearing a dollar per gallon. Newsflash, it was just pointed out to me that today, March the 1st, marks the beginning of Women's History Month. So we've gone from Black African American history to vagina history. And this year, the federal government is pointing out valiant women of the vote refusing to be silenced. For on August 18th, 1920, not today, not March 1st, the federal government mentioned that on August 18th, 1920, the 19th Amendment guaranteed American women the right to vote. And all those women that voted for Biden, you too are to blame for Joe Biden's vote. For gropey, mopey, little girl, touchy-feely, hands on their little chests, groper of young girls. You voted for this. You voted to put a man in office who calls for men who think they want to feel like a woman today to be able to go into your little girl's bathroom and do God knows what. Way to go, girls. Way to go. Venomous spiders have been watching CNN. What? Venomous spiders that usually stay away from populated areas have recently began to show up in the buildings at the University of Michigan's Ann Arbor campus because of the pandemic-related vacancies on that campus. This according to news reports. MSN.com in the live science section, written by Rachel Retiner. The species known as the Mediterranean recluse spider have shown up in the basements and remote areas of several Ann Arbor campus buildings due to a decrease in building occupancy that was the result of lockdowns that forced the campus to close during the Wuhan, China novel coronavirus outbreak of 2019, 2020, and yes, boys and girls, now deeply into 2021. Most recently, several of the spiders were found in the university's Shapiro Library, prompting the staff to close the library for 2 days. Oh, where will the few students from the campus be able to go and check out books on gender studies and Black African American history? If they close the libraries, that is an egregious violation. The Mediterranean recluse spider is related to the brown recluse spider, but it's even more reclusive. Anne Danielson Francois is an associate professor of biology at the University of Michigan, and she said, "As the name implies, they are reclusive, and the bites are extremely rare. Users browsing the library stacks would be very unlikely to encounter a stray spider or be bitten." But they closed the library anyway! Idiots! The university now says the library closure was not warranted, since the spiders pose such a low risk to humans. And the fact that this is news in any forum, including the Truth Hurts program, proves that this entire story was a waste of everybody's time. We'll be back.
Steve Z and the Truth Hurts program.
And finally this afternoon, the rise and fall, so to speak, of Andrew Cuomo. There was once upon a time a saying, an expression, be kind to everyone on the way up, or you'll meet the same people on your way down. It's too bad Governor Cuomo didn't take this advice. This from Trending Politics today. Kyle Becker wrote, it's too bad Governor Cuomo didn't take this advice. Ever since the liberal media decided to throw Cuomo under the bus so that Kamala Harris can drive over him ahead of the 2024 primaries, he's been facing a political reckoning unlike few Democrats have ever seen. Not only one, but two former aides have now come forward to accuse Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment. But that's not all. There's now a video that's been leaked by the Daily Mail that puts some mustard on the sausage, so to speak. There's no audio in this piece of leaked video that was sent out by the Daily Mail. Governor Cuomo says in the video to Channel 12 News Westchester's Beth Cefalu at a 2016 public event, quote, I want to see you eat the whole sausage. She's seen with a photograph of a large sausage sandwich, smiling and sitting next to the governor. She tells the governor, I don't know if I should eat the whole sausage in front of you, but I'm definitely going to eat it. And then Cuomo smiles and says, there's too much sausage in that picture. And the photograph opportunity drew some laughter in the room. Although the video is well on its way to becoming viral, Channel 12's Cefalu remarkably says there's nothing creepy about the governor's comments. She says, I was not pressured or harassed. This is two people enjoying the one event, the New York State Fair. It gives them a little more freedom to be informal. It's really sad it's being turned into anything more. I wonder if she ate his whole sausage. It's a great question. Did you? And of course, in true Democrat fashion, the Cuomo administration is denying any sexual harassment against the two aides, Charlotte Bennett and Lindsay Boyland. The office has issued a striking statement denying the sexual harassment allegations, saying questions have been raised about some of my past interactions with people in the office. I never intended to offend anyone or cause any harm. I spend most of my life at work, and colleagues are also personal friends. At work, I think I'm being playful sometimes and make jokes that I think are funny. I do on occasion tease people in what I think is a good-natured way. I do it in public and in private. You've seen me do it at briefings hundreds of times. I've teased people about their personal lives, their relationships, about getting married or not getting married. I mean no offense, and only attempt to add some levity and banter to what is a very serious business. I now understand that my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal, and that some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways I never intended. I acknowledge some of the things I've said have been misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. To the extent anyone felt that way, I'm truly sorry about that. To be clear, I never inappropriately touched anybody, propositioned anybody, and I never intended to make anyone feel uncomfortable, but these are allegations that New Yorkers deserve answers to. That's why I've asked for an outside independent review that looks at these allegations. He wants to appoint one of his buddies to go and do this. The so-called independent investigator that he wants to tap is highly attached and connected to his administration. Either way, the article ends, it looks like Governor Andrew Cuomo has finally bitten off more than he can chew.
Are you planning another weekend of total lockdown, quarantine, or forced isolation? Has the 2 weeks to flatten the curve lie finally sunk in and you just want to get away?
Republican Land Vacations invites you to Republican-controlled Florida. Florida offers the safety of wide open spaces, indoor dining, live music, sunny beaches, concerts, movie theaters, spacious occupied stadiums for sports of all types, recreational activities out in the open, and best of all, no Kung Fu Wuhan flu. Let our bright sunny skies load your body with vitamin D. Drink some Florida orange juice for some healthy vitamin C. And ladies, the men here are filled with vitamin E. Leave your masks and sanitizers at home, because in Republican-controlled Florida, we control immigration and we control the Kung Fu Wuhan flu. We're keeping it out of here. Governor Ron DeSantis invites you down to sunny Florida, where our businesses are open, our kids are in school, and we enjoy the nation's lowest infection rate for COVID-19. Come to Florida now to get away from the hype, the drama, and the lies of the lockdown cities of Democrat land.
Paid for by the Florida Department of Tourism.
Thank you for listening to the Truth Hurts program. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We apologize if you are offended, but we retract nothing. Background music by Jason Shaw and Audionautix. Copyright 2021, the Truth Hurts Program Network. All rights reserved.